See. tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have made. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Good morning, Little Swatara Church family, and those that have gathered with us this morning. We're glad to be here to worship with you today. I'd just like to highlight that this coming week we will be celebrating events of Holy Week. On Monday, Thursday, April 9th at 8 p.m., we'll be celebrating a love feast with the national leadership from the Church of the Brethren. Please join us on live stream for this event. You can prepare for this time by having a basin and a towel and bread and some juice available for this time so that we can all share in this community love feast. Then on Friday, Good Friday, April 10th, please join us at 7 p.m. for a Good Friday service. Pastor Matt will be bringing us the worship that evening. And also then, on Easter Sunday morning at 10:30, join us as we celebrate that Christ has risen. We would like you to join in the celebration by sending a greeting and a picture of you and your family to Mark Myers. His address, his email address is in the directory of the church directory. And if you don't have that, you can always send it directly to the church secretary at littleswatara.org. We are just excited to be here with you this morning, and we'd like to invite you to join us for a video as we prepare for Palm Sunday. Please join us in worshiping as we sing Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, hymn number 238 if you have your hymnal at home.
Through pillar, court, and temple, the lovely be reminded of Psalm 121, where it reads, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Friends, the word of the Lord, a promise for us this Palm Sunday, and as we head into this Holy Week, may his name indeed be glorified by the way in which we live and the way in which we carry ourselves. We do want to extend our grievances to the Meyer family, to Karen especially, and Judy on the passing of Nevin, and we just want to say congratulations to the Roberta Bayshore family on the birth of a grandbaby, and others that are watching this morning. We just want to rejoice with you this morning. We want to shout Hosanna. We want to be able to say that he indeed is alive in our lives. So we come before him this morning, worshiping him, but also praying to him, knowing that he has control and that we can rest in his assurances. Would you pray with me? Precious Lord, we thank you for this time to gather, for this time to know that you have come that we might have life, that this week you will go to the cross, and on that cross you will forgive our sins. And Lord, upon forgiving our sins, you are giving us a choice to receive eternal life. And those watching this morning have gathered in your name to proclaim your majesty, to know you more. And so this morning, in the midst of what seems to be an unending, difficult time, we pray your peace, we pray your mercies, we pray your healing over the nations. Father, keep us safe, protect us, guard us, and be with loved ones that have lost loved ones. Be with those that have loved ones in the hospital. Be with those that are suffering from various illnesses. It's not just the coronavirus, but other illnesses that have struck us, Lord. Those allergy sufferers, along with myself, Lord, we just pray that you would allow this allergy season to pass quickly. But we do thank you for the new creation before us. It's such a beautiful thing to see each morning as we look out the window and afternoon and evening. Lord, we proclaim your goodness this morning. We know that you are our King and you have triumphed in our hearts. But Lord, we reach out to those that may be watching this morning and may have questions and wonder who you are. We pray that their hearts would be open and we would be able to say something that might spark an interest in coming to be a follower. So thank you, Lord, for those gathered online this morning to continue to see your work and continue to see you in their midst. And we just thank you, Lord, for your incredible presence. And we continue to praise you this morning. Amen.
This morning, I'd like to read part of a devotional written by Nikki Gumbel titled, Why Do We Need Jesus? You and I were created to live in a relationship with God. Until we find that relationship, there will always be something missing in our lives. As a result, we are often aware of a gap. One rock singer described it by saying, I've got an emptiness deep inside. It's also been described as a deep, deep void or a chunk missing in someone's soul. People try to fill this emptiness in various ways. Some try to close the gap with money, but that does not satisfy. Aristotle Onassis, who was one of the richest men in the world, said at the end of his life, millions do not always add up to what a man needs out of life. Others try drugs or alcohol or promiscuity, which provide instant gratification but leave you hollow afterwards. Still others try hard work, music, sports, or success. There may not be anything wrong with these things in themselves, but they do not satisfy that hunger deep inside every human being. Nothing will fill this gap except the relationship with God for which we were made. Let us remember to keep God in the forefront of our lives and give of ourselves as an offering to him. During this time that we cannot meet as a congregation, please feel free to mail your offerings as a check to our church mailbox. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today grateful for your gifts to us. We pray that you would guide us in finding ways that we can give ourselves as gifts back to you. Amen.
We lift our voices. We lift our hands. We lift our lives up to you. We are an offering. Lord, use our voices. Lord, use our hands. Lord, use our lives. They are yours. We are an offering. All that we have, all that we are,
with your children's moment. Stanley, do you know what day it is today, buddy? It is Palm Sunday. It's Palm Sunday. It is very important because it's the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem before his journey to the cross. So let's tell our friends this morning the story of Jesus riding into Jerusalem, okay? 1 week before Jesus died on the cross. So here's our cross. Here's the cross, Stanley. Here's Jesus. Here's Jesus. Before Jesus died on the cross, he told two of his disciples to go into the city and get a donkey. And if anyone asked him about the donkey, they were to tell him that the Lord needs him. But he'll be back very soon. There's the donkey. So the disciples walked into the city, and there was the donkey. They untied him, and the owner saw him. And the owner asked, "What are you doing with the donkey?" And the disciples answered just as Jesus told them to. And they told him that the Lord needed the donkey and that he'll be back soon. When the disciples brought the donkey back to Jesus, they laid robes on his back, so Jesus had a really nice soft spot to sit on. Yeah. Jesus, he entered Jerusalem, and when he entered, the people laid down their garments all across the road for him. They even laid down palm branches that they cut off the trees. And many of them, they waved the palm branches. They waved them in the air when he came by, and they said, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord." Hosanna is a sign of praise. Hosanna means save. Hosanna means save. The people, they were praising Jesus, and they wanted him to save them and be their king. They celebrated him. That's why they were waving the branches. They were celebrating him. It was a really joyful celebration. So as we celebrate Palm Sunday, as we celebrate Palm Sunday and get ready for the Holy Week ahead of us, we rejoice in who Jesus was and who he is in our lives today. Can we pray, Stanley? Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for what this day stands for, the start of the journey towards the power of the cross and the resurrection. We are so thankful that you sent your Son to forgive our sins and to show us your never-ending love. Amen.
A little boy was sick on Palm Sunday, and he had stayed home with his mother, and his father returned from church, and he was holding a palm branch. And the little boy was intrigued, and he said, "Well, Dad, why do you have a palm branch?" And the dad replied, "You see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved palm branches to honor him. So we got palm branches today at church." The little boy was so upset, and he said, "Oh, sure. The only Sunday I miss, and Jesus shows up." Friends, can I tell you something? Jesus shows up every day. He's been our strength, our encouragement, the love and the hope that we need in this difficult time. On this Palm Sunday, when Jesus rides in on that donkey, he's proclaiming the good news that he is the Messiah, the one who can save us from our sins. But then, like now, people didn't understand. Saved from what? And friends, we all have it. It's far worse than COVID-19. It's called sin. And it destroys, it ruins, it infects every ounce of our being. Friends, if we die without recognizing it, without confessing it, and without receiving Christ's forgiveness, we made a decision that costs us for eternity. We can't dance around and pretend that God isn't trying to get our attention. If nothing else, the time we're living in has opened our eyes to learn that life is a gift. Tomorrow isn't promised to anybody, young or old. So friends, we need to focus on what is right in front of us. We have a God that saves us from our sins. And that sin is separating us from a holy God. But there's been a bridge. And that bridge has the name Jesus. He's God's one and only Son sent from heaven, closing that sin gap and connecting us to God. But friends, we have to step out and we have to say, "Lord, I confess my sins to you." And when we do that, Jesus says, "I forgive you." It's the reason he came to this earth, so he could die on the cross and pay the price for our sins. But friends, Jesus is not dead. The reason Good Friday is so good is not only because our sins are forgiven, but because Easter is right around the corner. You see, the grave could not contain him. Jesus has conquered death and he is alive. But what's that mean for you and for me? By Jesus dying and paying the price for our sins, and by Jesus rising from the grave, we can be offered eternal life. That word eternal means forever. It never ends. Friends, even if our flesh dies, and someday it will, our souls live on forever. I don't know what that looks like, but we will be like him. Then one day Jesus will return and he'll take those remaining on earth with him that have chosen to believe. And thereafter he comes again and establishes his kingdom on earth. And friends, that's where it gets exciting. Everything will be new. No more sickness. No more crying, no more dying, and we'll even have new bodies. But friends, the time is now. The events unfolding before us are but precursors, a lot like birth pains. Things will get worse before they get better. But let's focus on today. Jesus is riding into Jerusalem, and he's being praised. They shout, Hosanna, which means God save us. But they're not all on the same page. They couldn't see right in front of them what Jesus was saving them from. Some thought politics. Others thought spiritually. So let's look firsthand at the account in John chapter 12, verses 12 to 19. Now, I don't always do this, but this morning we're going to use the Message version. It reads, the next day, the huge crowd that had arrived for the feast heard that Jesus was entering into Jerusalem. They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him, and they cheered, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in God's name, yes, the King of Israel. Jesus got a young donkey and rode it, just as the scripture has it. No fear, daughter Zion. See how your king comes riding on a donkey's coat. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb, raising him from the dead, was there giving eyewitness accounts. It was because they had spread the word of this latest God sign that the crowd swelled to a welcoming parade. The Pharisees took one look and threw up their hands. It's out of control. The world's in a stampede after him. There were some Greeks in town who had come up to worship at the feast. They approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip together told Jesus. Jesus answered, time's up. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Friends, while we still exist, while there is still breath in our lungs, there is time. And this is a time to believe. This is a time to praise the King who has come, the Messiah, Jesus himself. But today, we must stop and we must ask ourselves on this Palm Sunday, what or who has triumphantly entered our lives? Not just our lives, but into our hearts. Now, praise was common in the temple at Jesus' time, just like praise is common in the church today. But this praise was different. This praise was not inside the walls of a church, not inside the courts of the temple. This praise, these shouts, these hosannas and hallelujahs and amens were outside the temple, outside the church. The praises were on the road and in the city, not bound by walls or establishments or even rituals. Friends, this is what we call real praise, bona fide, authentic, true worship of a king. This wasn't just a Sunday or a Wednesday worship service. These folks have traveled down the side of the Mount of Olives, making their way to a town by a busy road. Think Times Square at Christmas. This was one of the busiest days of the year. Friends, there were thousands gathered in a secular setting. This was not church. It's the kind of time and place where we never expect to hear praise. Outside the coloring lines. Forget about the box. It defied normality. It's what we do, though, when kings are coming to town. So, friends, it's time, it's been time, it's long overdue to take our praise to the streets, to the stores, to the workplace, to the gym, wherever we may go in due time. You see, this gloomy, distracting virus will pass in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. He's got our attention, and I need those viewing right now to get your praise on. You see, he's blessing us when we least expect it, but need it the most. Come on now, wherever you are in your homes, praise God for what he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, I got to confess, I don't praise as often as I should. There's this little problem with me, and it's called worry. Maybe you have that going on right now, too. But friends, God's blessings go beyond our worry. And so should our praise. No need to worry. God has got this. Now, I want us to notice the words, all his followers. Every single one of them were shouting praises. One of my favorite things God says is to make a joyful sound. Y'all know how that makes me feel. I can't sing, I can't carry a beat, but I sure know how to make a joyful sound. And friends, you can too. As a matter of fact, it's what we were made to do. So friends, let's start a praise revolution. Let's sing, let's shout, let's be living praises, most of all. You know, can I be honest? Sometimes I wonder how a believer who's been forgiven, who's been redeemed, who has the knowledge of saving grace can sit by quietly and not get excited. This is good news. This is great news. This is the best news ever for all time. Yet even still, the word tells us there was selective praise. And I often wonder, while Jesus walked the earth, how much selective hearing there was as well. So it read, the Pharisees and some others in the crowds weren't joining in. A lot like some in the world today, they were red-faced. They were ticked off, trying to find some way to criticize and discredit this king. And I get it. I've been there. Those whose lives are filled with tension, with fear, with anger and defeat. But friends, I've learned a thing or two over the years. As Christians, our praise is never dependent on our circumstances. It's our focus that changes our praise perspective. And praise, I've learned, flows mostly through thanksgiving. And I don't know about you, but this Palm Sunday, we have a lot to be thankful for. For many of us, Jesus has indeed triumphed in our hearts. We believe in the hope of this new day. We believe with God's help, there is an end to this chaos. So friends, when the world is spinning around and around and around, God does not budge. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the rock that we can stand on, the foundation that will never shake. Friends, that praise needs to become a part of who we are. So let's consider this. Even though life seems to be caving in around us, and it feels a lot like the wolves are going to devour us, even though we can't gather here at church and we're feeling exhausted from working at home and from schooling the kids online, though that mud seems to be getting deeper and deeper every day and it's harder to lift up our feet, our lives through Jesus Christ are being lifted up. Friends, in spite of it all, we can lift our voices and we can sing, "How great is our God." Would you pray with me? Lord, there are many uncertainties in life right now. We know they're telling us that this is the week where things will rise. Well, there'll be more spread of the virus than ever before, more deaths than ever before. But Lord, we are turning to you this Palm Sunday, and we know what lies ahead this week. You'll conquer our sins once and for all. And we'll relive that moment knowing that we are redeemed. So Lord, we rest in that assurance that no matter what happens, no matter what's around the next corner, Lord, you are there, and you are standing strong before us. So, Lord, we pray in the powerful name of your Son, Jesus, who has triumphed into our hearts, that you would have your way, that you would restore this nation, you would heal this nation, and you would allow us to be witnesses of your incredible love. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, that we might know real life and we might be able to be a living praise for all to see who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you're able, please rise to your feet and join us as we sing, "How Great is Our God."
Tries to hide and trembles at his voice, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. And
maybe life is difficult for you right now. Perhaps you've even thought, is God out to get me? Perhaps things are getting painful in your life and you're questioning his love. If that's the case, look again at the triumphal entry. Realize that the Savior who gave his life for you loves you with a depth of love that is beyond measure. See him as he goes to the cross on our behalf and in our place this Holy Week. Realize, friends, that his love is so great that there's never suffering without a purpose. The trials that are coming at present are designed to lead us into something good. Perhaps we find life characterized by loneliness and a feeling that we've been forgotten. Look at the parade and see with fresh eyes. Understand that when Jesus entered Jerusalem, we were on his mind. The death he willingly suffers makes us family, which makes it so hard right now to be apart. But friends, know that God loves you. And it's easy to talk about, but for some viewing right now, it may be difficult to accept. Too many things get our praise. But friends, even now, as hard as it may be, God has a plan. God's plan does not end with the coming of Christ. This world we live in is nowhere near out of control. Know that God is not surprised by anything happening right now. So we simply need to rest in the peace that God knows what he is doing. Even at first, the disciples didn't understand. It was only after Jesus was glorified they realized these things that were written about him. Friends, the fact we don't understand doesn't mean that God's not at work. In fact, God never requires us to understand. Remember, his ways are higher than our ways. But friends, he asks us to trust him and to follow him. And friends, as we close this Palm Sunday service, are you willing to trust? Are you willing to follow Jesus? Maybe you're coasting in your spiritual life right now. You've taken the things of God for granted. Maybe you're listening to God's word, but you're not really hearing anything. Perhaps it's time to take another look and see how much God has revealed his love to us. Maybe it's time to wake up to the fact God is on the throne of life. Perhaps right now, on this Palm Sunday, wherever you are, you need to bow down. You need to get on your knees and you need to worship him more. For great is our God and worthy of our praise. So friends, let this week be the change that we all need to know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus has triumphed into our hearts. Be blessed and know that God is with you. Amen.